Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tempted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn steady on the day, July beans up 9¾ cents, and July wheat up a penny. Currently, we've got the dollar down 6 ticks, crude oil near its lows, down almost $1 a barrel, gold and silver just slightly higher. Not a lot of news overnight. Everybody's trying to digest what's happening in the bean market. Strange action. We really don't see any fundamental reason for what's going on out here. The funds want it, are taking it, and moving it higher. The close over 1092 in an outside up day was very impressive. We're trading over $11 here this morning, up to 11.09¾ overnight. I don't know if we'll be able to sustain that with crude down a buck, but we'll see. Unless we were to close right back under 1090 and it was a one-day head fake, I'd say this market's got a fair amount of upside potential out here. How high is anybody's guess, but yesterday's close was a very powerful day. So it looks like the funds want to continue to own it. Corn market, I would think, should be stronger than the beans. I think we're going to see 2 million acres switch. We've got the problems down in Brazil with the corn. So if anything, you know, I think the corn's got some decent upside potential here. But certainly the beans are leading this thing up. Now the weather around the country looks fairly benign. We're obviously too wet in Texas, too dry in California, a little bit dry in Arizona and New Mexico. But that's it. The vast majority of the Midwest looks like it's in good shape. Cool temperatures, 75 to 82 degrees, scattered rains. You know, it seems to me almost perfect out here. So, you know, I think we're going to get the rest of the corn and the beans in the ground, and then we're going to see where we go here. I find it hard to believe that we're going to be able to sustain this, but I guess for the next 30 days, we could certainly see some higher markets, particularly if we close strong here today. We won't see export inspections or, export sales until tomorrow. I'm sure they'll be delayed tonight because of the holiday, but you know, I think the crop ratings are going to look pretty good next week, and I think we'll see that virtually all the corn's planted. So, just fundamentally, it's hard to go along with this rally, but technically, market looks very, very strong to me. If you have any questions, give me a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.